This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jerry Dykstra, Media Relations Director at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. He joins us today to talk about the condition for believers in Somalia, as well as what the organization is doing to highlight the repression of Christians in North Korea later this month. And Jerry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Let's start in Somalia. One of the things we've heard throughout this attention on the piracy issue over there is that the government of Somalia is essentially non-existent. There is one, but it virtually has no power. What does that mean for Christians in Somalia right now?
Well, Somalia, of course, as you said, is just a very, very terrible place to live, even if you're not a Christian. And it's 99% Muslim, and it's just a country that produced warlords, child soldiers, and refugees, and now we see pirates grabbing the world's headlines. So it's a terrible place to live, and it's a place for Christians who are being marginalized even more now. And so we believe that there's about 5,000 to 6,000 Christians living there. Most of them are Muslim background believers who have come to Christ. And they're caught in the crosshairs, of course, of not only living in a very violent society, but also being Christians.
What is the typical day like for them? What sort of things, what sort of challenges or oppression do they face as a result, A, of the fact that they are a very distinct minority in the country, but then, of course, also that there's very little order?
Well, obviously, they're threatened with violence, persecution. And, of course, they have very little food there. In fact, one of an official from the UN said last year that Somalia was the worst crisis in Africa, even more so than Darfur and in Sudan. And so there's all kinds of things that they have to put up with, and often they don't get any jobs because they're Christians. They're also shunned by their communities and families.
What sort of efforts are underway to assist them? How difficult is it for you to get materials and workers in there, for example?
Well, right now, the biggest need right now is for prayer. And so we just encourage people to pray for Somalia and look beyond the headlines, because just know that there are Christians there and they are suffering. And so pray for them and pray that they will keep the faith against tremendous odds right now.
Each year, Somalia is ranked pretty high on your World Watch list, which is the list of nations that are most oppressive towards Christians. Number one year after year, ever since you've been joining us on this program, has been North Korea, and it's usually not very close. They're far and away number one, and I know that in addition to the list each year, you have a focus here in Washington on the situation in North Korea. First of all, remind our listeners why North Korea is at the top of the list, and there's usually not much debate about them being the worst oppressors.
Well, there's certainly no debate about that, and that's not only from Open Doors, but from the State Department and their list of the worst persecutors in the world also. There's a tremendous war footing right now. Our co-workers inside North Korea are telling us that it's hard to feed even the army there, and they have an army of 1.4 million, and of course they get priority, so there's not much food left for the other people, the civilians. And of course there's a tremendous surveillance now of anybody who's against the government, and that includes all kinds of Christians. And the Christians there, we believe, number around 400,000, perhaps. We believe that of the 200,000 political prisoners there, 40,000 of them are Christians. Some of them just simply for reading the Bible.
And then what happens to them if they're discovered practicing their faith or sharing their faith?
Well, most of them are put in political prisons. Some of them are executed, and even their family members who are not guilty of anything sometimes are put in prison to three generations. So Kim Jong-il and the government just looks upon Christianity as a tremendous threat to their ruling.
Jerry, some may look at the situation in North Korea and see a place that for over 50 years has been essentially isolated from the rest of the world. There's a complete crackdown on any expression of Christianity, yet you just mentioned nearly 500,000 believers there. How does that happen?
It's the Holy Spirit working, definitely, and there's organizations that are working in undercover there, and we do hear from people inside there, and they say, pray for us, and we also would give us, of course, some medical supplies, and also they need Bibles and other things. So there is an underground system going, and even now they're going on a campaign right now, a prayer campaign. The Christians inside North Korea are praying for the country, and they believe that the regime is going to fall and things are going to open up. And there'll be a tremendous freedom for all faiths there.
Less than a minute to go here. Jerry, talk about the efforts of Open Doors USA, I believe, here in Washington in relation to raising awareness about what's going on in North Korea.
Sure. The North Korea Freedom Coalition is sponsoring North Korea Freedom Week. That's the last week of April, and it goes through May 2. And some of the events quickly will be focused in Washington, D.C. is Tuesday, April 28th at noon, a Capitol Hill rally for North Korea freedom. There'll be about 30 North Korean defectors there, including also some congressmen. And there'll be that's a complete schedule on our website or the North Korea Freedom Coalition website. That's nkfreedom.org or opendoorsusa.org. Saturday, May 2 at noon, there'll be a protest against China's treatment of North Korean refugees at the Chinese embassy. And there'll also be a congressional briefing on this, what can be done to help the North Korean people on Thursday, April 30 at 10 o'clock. But there'll be other events, too. But you can go to nkfreedom.org, and you can have a whole list of activities where you can get involved in.
Jerry, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jerry Dykstra is Media Relations Director for Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. This is Dateline Washington.